Intermezzo, AI Games. I've waited until now to give you this book's most important personal advice on AI. Beware of AI games. I'm not talking here about video games in which AIs do battle with human players in Fortnite, or which enable Madden video running backs to be modeled on real NFL players. Intelligent systems called AIs have been doing this in video games for over a decade. But these gamer dude AIs are not real AI, at least not by today's standards. They're good at mimicking, but they are not light-speed learners. Today, effective self-learning AIs are rare. They exist, and what some of them can do is incredible, really. But it's early days for true light-speed learners. Still, it is not too soon to start thinking about potential dark sides of this powerful new tech, to start thinking about how next-gen AI might bring dark mirror episodes into your life, especially those episodes in which you become a pawn in a big, powerful, AI-enabled scheme. We Homo sapiens are the naked apes who invented loaded dice, numbers rackets, and Ponzi schemes. We created ransomware and turned computer hacking into an upscale career. In this tradition, we will no doubt soon see Lightspeed Learner AI supporting spams, scams, and bogus ride-sharing automobiles. Why? Because pretty good AI is getting really cheap, and the con artists of the world will no doubt be putting it in play in a variety of creative new ways. To be clear, I'm not talking about the Lightspeed Learner AI malware that will inevitably be loosed on the world as well. As I mentioned earlier, given the scale advantage held by large tech companies, I believe conventional technology systems will stay a crucial step or two ahead of the bad guys in AI security for a long time to come. If you use security best practices and stick with powerful trusted vendors, AI malware will likely be little more than static in your world. New AI con men, on the other hand, will be a serious nuisance. Imagine AIs that sound just like humans that make socially engineered phone calls to exploit you in a variety of ways. But even clever con men using AIs are not the most serious threat. That honor goes to huge, powerful enterprises, including notably nation-states, who will soon be training their light-speed learners' sights on you. At first blush, this sounds preposterous. Like, say, a Russian hack of an American election. Or Chinese-made phones with a backdoor to Beijing being sold in droves to U.S. government contractors. Or Amazon admitting it employs a sizable group of workers to do nothing other than monitor the communications between their Alexa product and its customers. Yet all three of these preposterous examples happened, and all are now historical dots on a trend line spiking up and to the right. If you are a moderately well-off American, or an influential one in any way, you are now the target of a growing number of AI-driven schemes, including some which, in the United States, are clearly criminal. As a result, demand for, quote, rich American, unquote, identity credentials and profiles for new targets, in other words, is growing on the dark web, and the supply is skyrocketing. Savvy nation states don't shop on the dark web. They don't have to. Hackers linked to the Chinese government recently stole hundreds of thousands of customer data records from Marriott hotels, primarily, it seems, to identify high-value American targets. I think it's fair to stipulate that wealthy and influential Americans will be subject to an accelerating number of increasingly sophisticated AI scams in the decade ahead. Here's one hypothetical example. You are remodeling your home and plan to install a new smart home network. You decide you need a smart universal controller, a sleek consumer device for the home that integrates all your devices. It connects your Philips Hue smart light bulbs to your Bose smart speakers to your Google Nest climate control to your iPhone, all managed by your voice commands. Very cool stuff. But there's no mention that the remote controller was manufactured by a company owned, essentially, by the People's Republic of China. You or a techie installs this colorful controller, the hottest ones on the market today resemble small bowling balls, and presto, you have a Chinese AI living with you in your home. Let's call this controller Crystal Ball, a light-speed learner AI that monitors every move you make. Huawei for the home, if you will. This is the kind of AI scam that concerns me most. It's not a brutish cyber attack, it's just business. Dishonest business, because the product has hidden agendas, but it's all legal, once the opt-in boxes linked to agreements no one ever reads have been clicked. At this point, with Crystal Ball sucking in data from every part of your home life, you become the target of highly sophisticated, quote, marketing, unquote, campaigns. Say about the wonderfulness of the Chinese government, or the folly of trying to impose tariffs on Chinese goods, or the amazing quality of Huawei phones, or 100 other subtle Chinese perspectives on the world. With their crystal ball inside your kitchen, the Chinese government light-speed learners will find clever ways to get all their most important ideas in front of you. This Chinese government product scenario is just one of a multitude of serious new games that light-speed learners will play. But it demonstrates the expanded nature of these new threats. The most clever light-speed learner scams will not be designed to steal your data. They'll be designed to steal your mind. Some might call this notion alarmist, perhaps rightly so, but alarm bells will be needed in our future AI roadmap. The more the better, in my opinion. Yet personal strategies for playing AI games, wittingly or not, should not be based solely on fear and must include AI offense as well as defense. My favorite sports game is basketball. I've played it all my life and I'm still playing, a little, in my 70s. Last weekend, my 13-year-old grandson, Mason Jennings, beat me legitimately for the first time. For years, whenever I played hard, I could dominate by blocking shots, grabbing rebounds, and making easy putbacks. Not difficult to do when you are taller and stronger than your opponent. But opponents grow up, sometimes, and then defense becomes harder. When Mason recently developed an offensive game, notably a remarkable ability to hit three-point shots, I knew I was in real trouble. We played last weekend, and he skunked me 50-34. As we enter a new world where, like it or not, AI games will be playing out in our lives, learning to play offense will become ever more important. And learning to use AIs to hit our own version of three-pointers will become important as well. Ostrich defenses, ignoring the AI onslaught, certainly will not work. Armadillo-like protection, based on perimeter defense, will not be much better. To thrive and prosper, to stay authentic and human, to protect ourselves against false news, fake science, and counterfeit services, we'll need the agility and intelligence of monkeys, or better yet, that of fully actualized human beings. Aggressively playing the game of life with our new AI cousins, able not just to block shots, but to score.